Women came in who you could say were innocent victims of their partner's violence. They, by accident, got involved with a partner who turned out to be very violent. Now, once they got into the refuge, and they grieved and they suffered over the loss of the relationship, they were ready to move on with the kind of help that they needed. Yes, they might go back once or twice, but ultimately, they were sufficiently integrated within themselves to be able to move on and make a new life, and hopefully not to make those choices again. That was the easy part of it. But the major part of my work was with women who came into the refuge, who were violent themselves, who'd had childhoods like mine, dysfunctional and abusive, and they had continued on to make abusive and dysfunctional relationships, and obviously to drag their children through these relationships. Now, when I first started, I had social workers and other people in the agency saying, why do you bother with her? I'm burnt out. I tried this, I tried that, I tried the other, and I felt a huge hatred towards these women. You could well understand it, but my argument was, these are precisely the women that we have to care for, that we have to understand, and that we have to help them find a way back into a normal life, learning how to make non-violent, happy, harmonious relationships and how to not be violent towards their children. These are the women that I call violence-prone women and need help. They need therapy. They need counselling. They need time to relearn things that they'd never learned in childhood.
But what about the argument that a woman is never responsible if she's...
That's the feminist perspective. That's probably one of the most insulting things you can say to women. I mean, as you would to slaves, you're not responsible for anything. You have no choices. You are such a poor, weak thing that you can't decide who you make a relationship with. That's rubbish. The fact is, all of us are responsible for our own decisions and for our own choices of relationships.
At the end of the day, if you stay in an abusive relationship, you're at least 50% responsible for that abuse. And that's harsh, but you could have left. You can leave at any time, and I know you don't. You may feel you can't leave, but that's you, and that's your story. That's a game you're playing on yourself. And it's the same. This isn't just about women; it's about men as well. Lots of men stay in abusive relationships, and I'd say the same to them. You're at least 50% responsible for that. Take responsibility for what's happening to you. You can leave at any time. You've got power there.
What they're more or less saying is that women aren't responsible for their own actions, and when it came down to domestic abuse, they would then go further and actually say, in almost all cases, it's violence by men against women, and that the few occasions where it's women against men is so small as to not warrant any sort of comment at all. And in fact, I suspect if you press them on that, they would probably say, well, the men were abusers and it was just a woman hitting back. Now, I don't know what drives these women to hate men so much, but when you read stuff like that, where they say in almost all cases, and that all of their literature is absolutely just soaked up with the male is the violent one, the male is the aggressor, the male is the criminal, the woman is not responsible for it. I mean, they almost actually talk about women as if they're some sort of low IQ imbecile.
First and foremost is when a woman comes in, or even a man, and says, look, I am a victim of this situation, you have to say, you probably are a victim, but on the other hand, you made these choices, so let's look at why this ever happened and how we can change it round.
Would you say that the violence-prone woman is more common than the battered woman?
Yes, I would say that one of the tragedies of all this is that the high percentage, as we know in prisons and mental hospitals and within these relationships, are children who've come from battered and abused and sexually abused backgrounds. And that is a much higher percent than people who get, by accident, innocent victims, become involved in a violence-prone relationship. So the most important part is to recognise, are you, and this is what I used to say in working with the women, do you see yourself as an innocent victim of your partner's violence? Or, and this is much more likely to be the case, this is probably 80% of the women coming in. Well, as it is, it was 62%, let's say, because those I could actually document. Those women were either more violent than the men they left, or the violence was consensual. Indeed, she was battered, she was bruised, and in many cases those were the worst beatings, but she was just as violent as he was. So the violence was consensual. It wasn't just one, on one side. Both sides were violent, and both sides had an input into that violent relationship that played backwards and forwards.
For political reasons, domestic violence is presented as a problem that can affect any woman in any social class.
This subject has been a subject which used to be taboo. You know, people thought it didn't affect you if you were intelligent or bright or advantaged, and maybe it was only for those who were poor. The tragedy for domestic violence is it can affect everyone and anyone. It is no respecter of race, ethnicity, religion.
But the Home Office knows that this simply isn't true.
It happens with people who have personality disorders, and many of the women who are extremely violent and irrational have personality disorders, and they will use anything to get what they want.
It's very confined to those who have personality problems, to those who have violent tendencies, social relationship problems. The vast majority of domestic violence incidents that take place in the country can be confined mostly to these relatively small groups of dysfunctional people, if I could put it that way. For example, some 2% of women have something called borderline personality disorder. And this is characterized by them being hysterical, histrionic, and constantly creating problems and accusing others of being the cause of their problems. These are the kind of women who are constantly alleging that they have been abused by someone, somewhere, sometime, often by their own children. They are forever victims. And Erin Pitsey, who was the founder of the Refuge Centre for Women, describes them as emotional terrorists. They're often also very violent.
What I call women as terrorists, because women in relationships tend to behave like terrorists. A lot of the violence is subterranean.
2% of women seem to have this problem, but I would say, judging from what I have seen, that an extra 3% of women are close to having this problem. And so, loosely speaking, one could say that about 5% of females, and probably 5% of males, are severely dysfunctional. 5% of females in this country is about 1 million females. And my belief is that most of the domestic violence problems are caused by those 5% of females and the corresponding 5% of males. But the feminists do not want us to see things in this light. They want to see the problems as caused by the overall general controlling desires of the male population as a whole. And they would like to mask the fact that the majority of the incidents reported to the police are by those who have mental problems, to put it bluntly.
The tragedy for domestic violence is it can affect everyone and anyone.
In order to give the problem a higher profile, they'll extend the definition. They'll also try and give the problem a higher profile by saying, you know, this can happen to anyone and anyone can do it.
Last year, in an article by a leading feminist lawyer in the New York Times, admitted that the feminists had put about the notion that domestic violence was prevalent throughout all levels of society, because if they had not done so, the middle classes and would not have taken notice of the issue. So basically, she was admitting that the whole idea of saying that it was spread throughout the whole of society was simply a ploy.